Flourish Networks Audio.
Good. Well, good morning, everybody. That video was filmed actually over 2 years ago now, so it's just slightly out of date. But it is a brief introduction to the Shropshire Group, which is a family-owned business employing over 4,500 people in the UK, Spain, Czech Republic, and Senegal now. We've been there for a year. Behind this slightly glossy front, in this fully integrated business, an enormous amount of activity goes on in what is one of the highest risk businesses. The risks are multiple. Volatile markets and weather provide financial risks. The fact that our products are eaten raw provides food safety risk. And the sheer volume of activity spread over immense areas provides substantial health and safety risks. Historically, we're from a farming culture where it's been, dare I say it, even a badge of honour to take a risk to get things done. And I'm going to talk to you about how good health and safety leadership from the top can provide a way forward in this challenging environment. Our vision for our business states clearly that we want to be a leading farming business on a European scale. To be leading, by definition, we need to be outstanding in everything we do. We need to make money, i.e. leading profitability, to enable us to invest to make sure we continue to be leading a long time into the future. As a family business, we have the luxury of being able to invest for the long term, and I mean 20 to 50 year timescales. No business can be described as leading unless it has a leading, i.e. outstanding attitude to and record on health and safety. No business can be leading unless it cares for its people, ensuring they're fit to work efficiently, and unless it minimises the horrendous costs of accidents and claims. We don't have a brand. We pack our products into supermarket brands. The supermarkets need to protect their brands by sourcing from ethical suppliers. We need to provide good reasons for our customers to feel good about buying our products. Our products are packed into those brands actually in the field, as you saw, on the farm. There is no disconnect between the raw material and the final product, as there is with processed foods. So what we do and how we operate directly impacts on our customers' brands in the eyes of the consumer. Our values are summed up in 5 words: trust, efficiency, quality, expertise, and can do. All of these words encompass the need to be outstanding with health and safety and with the care and welfare of our people. So how do we go about this? Well, I have been asked to talk about the importance of clear leadership from the top. So what does that mean? Management is about getting people to do things because they have to. Leadership is about getting people to do things because they want to. Leadership is about integrating people's personal objectives with the commercial objectives of the company. And my role as chief executive is to provide a mixture of both management and leadership, but leadership is far more powerful, effective, and long-lasting. As a leader, my task is to create in my business the willingness to follow the underlying principles of health and safety in order to underpin a successful business. As the aim is to continuously improve our business, the requirement is to get people to change. And change management is one of the most difficult challenges faced by a leader. People will accept change much more readily when conditions are bad. And it's a shocking thing to say, but when a business experiences a very bad accident, there is a much greater willingness to change. The leader's role is to try and make the change before the bad accident occurs. Making change when, to most people, conditions appear good is extremely difficult, and in my view, the biggest test of a good leader. And I think that the worst decisions are usually taken when a company is doing well, or rather, while the luck is still holding out. So what are the challenges in our industry? Well, we're in farming, which you will be aware has a dreadful safety track record. The historic culture in the industry is poor, as I've said. The variables of weather, customer demand, and unforeseen events make this an incredibly challenging industry. Throughout the year, the multiplicity of tasks, often involving traffic, different machines, complex processes, lone worker situations, working at height, chemicals, manual handling, engineering on site and in the field, composite panel factories, all create a challenging environment for staff and management. The culture of risk-taking and bad judgment is endemic in a world where the motivation is to get the job done as quickly as possible before the weather changes or the lorry leaves to take the finished product to the supermarket depot. A lot's been said over many years about just-in-time, but I believe our industry actually invented it. Product is packed in the field to the finished standard, fully labelled, within the shortest possible timescales between the confirmed order and delivery. This is fresh produce, and it has to be fresh, harvested today and on the supermarket shelves tomorrow morning. If the sun comes out, the consumer still expects salad on the supermarket shelves, and even though demand can easily double overnight, we still have to deliver. The industry is extremely competitive. It's quite easy to grow extra volumes of these crops, and producers are always looking for opportunities to grow their sales. And because of this, we live in a world where our costs increase, but over time, our prices tend to fall. And to cap it all, the work is very, very seasonal. So there's a dependency on a temporary multicultural workforce and a temptation to run with too weak a management team to reduce costs in the off-season. In this world, an overstretched management team can become consumed with simply getting the job done. When things go wrong, a blame culture can set in and motivation of the frontline staff can be affected, leading to a descending attitude to health and safety and other standards of operation. This is the time when weak management is a serious threat to the business and to the people that work in it. The causes are manifold, from bad recruitment, poor training, poor organisation, complacency, the seat-of-the-pants culture and directors being inconsistent and setting bad examples. This has been a tough world for me, for my business and for me personally. Accident statistics will tell you that very serious accidents and fatalities will occur if the incident and hazard levels are high enough to create the chances. And with nearly 5,000 people employed, if everyone takes or is put in by management into an average of 4 risks a week, then that's 1 million chances for something to go wrong in a year. I've been through 2 fatality situations in the 36 years I've been involved in the business. And it is the most horrific imaginable experience for the management and work colleagues. So you can just imagine how it affects the bereaved families and close friends. Then, of course, there's the financial consequences of the lost production, insurance premium increases, claims and court cases. I'm a very driven person, but I can tell you that on both occasions I seriously doubted my willingness to continue in business. And it was a test for the strength of the team that I had around me. Both fatalities were actually energetic, young, motivated farmers who were pushing the limits, i.e. taking risks on behalf of the company in the name of getting the job done. My journey has been long and hard, and in hindsight, slow, i.e. I wish I knew then what I know now. 20 years ago, before either of these accidents occurred, I had started a journey based on compliance, processes, and training. I personally sat down and started writing a health and safety manual. The paperwork trail was started, and the risk assessments and safe working procedures written up. But we did not change the culture, and we did not fundamentally change the way we operated. In hindsight, that was a big mistake. I thought we could get the results by putting in the rules, but it wasn't until we employed full-time health and safety professionals in our business in 2003 that we fundamentally changed attitudes and got results. The solutions to this are more than about manuals and paperwork. They're about the need for clear leadership from the top. Firstly, the aims and objectives for health and safety have to be agreed at a senior level by the board. This is easier said than done, and the senior team may have to be changed if that cannot be achieved. The board has to understand what good looks like, and this is where the professional input and advice is essential. The HSC should be seen as a friend in this process, and the full or part-time employment of qualified professionals, depending on the size of the business, is vitally important from this stage onwards. The values of the business have to be agreed and articulated by the board, and then all board members must never fail to live by those values and never, ever compromise. There needs to be a member of the board who is clearly responsible as a director of health and safety. And this role is included in our board as a director of compliance, reporting directly to the chief executive. The management organization and structure needs to be fit for purpose, and the competence and capability of the management needs to be assessed and addressed by recruitment, training, and the setting of clear objectives. Communicating the aims and objectives to the whole business is the next big priority. Getting the message over in a positive way to everyone in the business is the biggest challenge. Health and safety has to be linked to performance management and disciplinary procedures, and the negative blame culture that can come from that can be damaging to the process. Keeping the message as positive as possible is therefore very important. The leadership role, therefore, is to get the message over that we believe we can change and we can improve standards. This message has to be continuously repeated over and over again. Taking control of our situation and learning positively from every single incident and from our mistakes, emphasizing the positive results that will come from an honest and open climate based on trust. The quality of leadership is key because staff will detect cynicism in the minds of the senior management, and the required level of trust will never be established. It is essential to keep plugging the point that outstanding health and safety is a metaphor for organisational excellence. When the level of trust and belief in the process starts to build, the employees will start to feel cared about and will become receptive to engagement. From there, it is essential to make safety the primary indicator of performance and make it a driving value. To demonstrate that we really meant it, the senior team need to keep it at the forefront of every agenda, every discussion, and every visit to the factory or field. The beauty of this process, in my experience, is that driving a cultural change in safety can be an ideal vehicle to help drive organizational culture change in the company as a whole. By tackling safety culture, the staff are being given an incredibly powerful message that they really do matter. This is a process where employees can see a real tangible benefit to them as well as to the company's bottom line. And it helps develop a greater level of trust and team spirit. At GEES, we've used a number of techniques to achieve good downward communication. In addition to the obvious examples of written policies and detailed arrangements for structure and responsibilities, and one of those is has been the health and safety conference for all staff. In these events, directors demonstrate their visible and active commitment. Staff present their achievements. Breakout sessions get people animated through working in small teams. Most importantly as well, it's an opportunity to bring out in outside speakers who can be inspirational through their message, but also with their presentational ability. You know, health and safety is not boring. It can be exciting, and it can be interesting, as we've seen yesterday and today. Can be interesting, and the results of a strong safety culture can be extremely satisfying. The conference is used as a forum for sharing ideas and enthusiasm, for updating and raising awareness on legislation, to refresh the safety agenda, and most importantly, develop teamwork. Continuous communication is maintained by a number of methods. Ensuring health and safety is a priority agenda at all management meetings. Engaging the workforce in the promotion of safe and healthy conditions through behavioural safety programmes, safety champions and workplace committees. All these need active and continuous senior support and commitment. Effective upward communications are facilitated by safety improvement groups, health and safety committees, and project teams. The board has to be prepared to invest in this in terms of people and processes. Firstly, people. Key to this is the recruitment, training, and development of the right people to deliver the safety objectives. All directors and all managers are required to attend 4-day IOSH Managing Safely courses as an absolute minimum. The provision of high-quality training is ensured through selected and verified health and safety training. This is an investment, and the board has got to commit a budget for this and not cut the budget when business is tough. Then feedback to staff and reward good practices. And this is an example of one of our best worker involvement schemes. The awards are presented by me or by the Shropshire Group Finance Director, who is the Group Director of Compliance. In terms of investing in the process, the board has to be willing to invest in safety equipment, guarding, railings, walkways, new machinery, etc., etc. Engineering out the risk is often the best solution. This is an initial cost and can be a barrier in some people's minds. But in my view, when taking over a new business or changing culture in a current business, this is a vital investment. The culture needs to be changed to make sure staff care about this new equipment and actually use the guards and pedestrian walkways and PPE. So the investment has to go hand in hand with the investment in people. Planned maintenance and prompt repairs will ensure the facilities and equipment are not only safer to use, but they're also more productive and save money. The follow-up, measurement of the results, and reporting back to the board and communicating throughout the company is a critical factor. The leadership role must not just be an initiator and facilitator, but also a continuous, interested presence that continuously monitors and measures progress and provides feedback. It's no good saying our aim is continuous improvement if there is no measure and no score. In the Shropshire Group, we have a completely open style. All our staff have, for over 20 years, known exactly what our financial numbers are, and bear in mind, for a private business, that's not all that common even now. We trust our staff to handle all information sensitively and correctly. So providing detailed feedback and data on safety measures is therefore part and parcel of the normal way of working at G's. In conclusion, strong and clear leadership from the top will deliver a change in culture and a change in safety behaviour. With good leadership, these changes will be built on a solid foundation as staff will permanently and continuously maintain good attitudes to and high standards in health and safety. There's no better way to show a workforce that the company really cares. The motivational effect of this will, on its own, create a more productive, empowered workforce that will make better decisions and will be more conscientious in everything they do and more committed to the concept of continuous improvement. The improved planning and maintenance will also create a more productive factory and equipment. As far as the customer is concerned, particularly in this very demanding, volatile, just-in-time, fresh produce world that we're in, where we underpin the supermarket's own label brands, this will provide more good reasons for our customers to feel good about buying our products. Never mind the moral and ethical issues. Following the initial investment, the move to a strongly led new plane of health and safety will be very profitable, and it will probably be the best investment that a company will ever make.
Irish Networks Audio.